Hello and welcome to this AIM Leadership interview. I'm here today with Amy Peacock, the president of FlexCon North America. Thanks for joining the podcast, Amy.
Oh, thanks, Mike, for having me. It's really great to be here.
So to start, can you give me a brief background on your career and how it led to your current position at FlexCon?
Sure. Let me start by talking about what interested me in finance, and then I'll talk through my previous roles and some of my current roles here at FlexCon. So, you know, for me, when I went to college, I really knew that I wanted to be an accountant because the concepts and practical application of balancing and account reconciliation really appealed to me. And I think for some people that sounds a bit strange, but in my mind, or the way my mind works, is accurate and definitive answers is a way to make sure that I understand the analytics behind things. So as I grew in my role from pure accounting into finance, I gained a lot more experience with analytics versus reporting numbers. So it was fascinating to me how you turn data into information, and this helped guide decision-making and lent itself to leadership throughout various positions that I held. And it helped me help the organization drive educated decision making. So for me, that was really important in my sort of pathway to moving to or through the ranks from controller to CFO. So I held several CFO positions prior to joining FlexCon. And then in 2018, I assumed the CFO role at FlexCon. And I was responsible for the financial oversight of the daily operations for the North American entity. And so in that role, I helped develop financial strategies, identify metrics, and drive the ongoing development of controls and systems, as well as incorporating lean accounting principles. So in this role, I not only supported finance and accounting, I also had the opportunity to support information technology and distribution and logistics. So in that role for 3 years, I really grew in the sense of learning the full operation. And I did have a stint for about a year and a half where I was also responsible for the supply chain group. So it gave me a good perspective of the overall business. So then in December, I was promoted to president of FlexCon North America. And in that role, or in this current role, I am responsible for supporting our 750 employees within North America. So this involves setting the strategic direction of the company with support from the other executive team members and ensuring we're providing guidance and transparency on how we plan to grow and sustain this 66-year-old company for many years into the future. So right now, my role is really focused on ensuring we have the appropriate people, processes, and purpose in place to facilitate employee engagement and development of our people-first culture. So right now we're supporting cultural, lean, and digital transformation while we continue to expand our reach and explore new opportunities in the marketplace.
Great, thank you for that. And so how do you handle the work-life balance in an industry that's always 24/7 and has the expectation of getting answers to questions and/or information immediately?
That's a great question, and probably a hard one for me to answer, but so let me take a shot at it. So this all comes down to, in my mind, setting clear expectations, communicating effectively, and providing transparencies. You know, as you stated, this industry is always on, and that's true at FlexCon as well. So we run 24/7 operation in several of our facilities. So with this, you need to ensure that you have the right people in the right seats and trust that when you're not there, the leaders and team members you've empowered are making the right decisions. So at FlexCon, I really believe we're very fortunate as we have an exceptional team who has always been focused on employee and customer satisfaction. This, I believe, allows folks flexibility and a sense of peace when they're not at work and are focused on other activities such as family, friends, and hobbies. You know, I think it's really critical that we have the work-life balance to ensure we're not burning out ourselves and our team members. For me personally, I ensure that I have time to decide each day to maintain my family life and health So exercising daily, sitting down to eat dinner together, enjoying bedtime with my kids, and spending weekends enjoying activities such as skiing, hiking, and other things, really depending on the season since we're in New England. But I really truly believe it's important that each and every employee take that time and make sure they're using adequate paid time off to take that break from work. Because otherwise it really does not drive great productivity. And it also, again, will end up burning folks out. So it's something that I encourage from all of my staff and encourage myself to do as well.
And who do you consider to be your mentors or influences?
So for me, one of my, one of my greatest mentors and first business mentors I ever had was one of my direct managers when I was a financial services supervisor at Rogers Corporation. So this was my first role with direct reports. And being an accountant, I was extremely black and white. So me as an accountant has had a tendency for perfectionism, right? So I struggled with seeing the forest through the trees, and I always wanted things to be done a certain way and had that expectation. And I really remember one day in a coaching session, he indicated, you know, I needed to shift the way I approached leadership and the people I was leading. So in his terms, I needed to be more gray and allow for ambiguity, and that not everything was going to be perfect. Not everything was going to be done the exact way I wanted it. And each person had a different personality and way they needed to be managed. So for me, that lesson from him, you know, we went on to have years of coaching as I grew in the company, and that's always stuck with me. And you know, his saying was around, you know, ambiguity and being agile is part of life and leadership. And it's critical that you understand, you know, those pieces to be able to be an effective leader. So that is something that I truly believe in and have learned from and practice in my everyday life now. And some of the other influences I've had more recently is through my work in several peer networking groups that I'm involved in outside of the office. So I'm involved in Chief Executive Network, and I'm involved in Chief, which is an executive women's network in Boston as well. And both of these organizations provide me with the opportunities to meet many professionals who have become some of my best friends, coaches, and mentors. So I believe it's extremely important to have these network outside of your office, as they provide you with invaluable insights and varying perspectives on how to lead your organization effectively. And, you know, I do peer coaching, I do one-on-one coaching, I do several other things that really helped shape me as who I am as a leader. And I'm hoping I can pass that on to others as well.
Great. And how can our industry inspire and attract more female talent?
Another great question. So, so there's several things that we're doing at FlexCon that I think that could be a great example for that. And it's about really educating and becoming transparent with what happens within manufacturing companies. So I think a lot of times people hear manufacturing company and they think about the fact that, you know, they have to be out on the floor running a machine, et cetera. That's part of it. And sure, we want women out there doing that, but there's also other parts and careers within a manufacturing company. And gender rules just don't apply to any of the positions. So from my perspective, any gender can come in here, run a machine, work in the office, you know, work in the quality department, you know, drive a forklift truck. There's just many opportunities here. And so what we're doing is we're starting several programs with different schools around the community to start educating them on what's available. And so we have an apprenticeship program with David Priority High School that we kicked off in March, and trying to get folks to come in and work on site so they can see what the different opportunities are. We also are starting a STEM program with the Knox Trail Middle School, where we're teaching about, you know, the science, technology, engineering, and manufacturing, so that there's awareness built around that. And I'm hoping that the fact that at FlexCon, we have several women in leadership positions and throughout the organization. And so I'm hoping that people are seeing that as an inspiration, that, no matter what gender you are, you can really make the workforce what you want it to be, depending on the role you want to play. And that's something that each person individually needs to choose based on, you know, the path they want to go down, the journey they want to take. And I'm hoping that as they see the increased leadership, that they'll be interested in joining the industry. And I'm also seeing that more and more in the printing industry as well. As I participate in different industry and trade show events, I'm seeing more females participating. And so I think it's just, again, awareness, communication, transparency, and inviting people in to come and see what jobs are available for them in this industry.
Can you go over how FlexCon has changed over the years?
So actually, on March 9th, we celebrated our 66th year anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So we just got another year older. So really great for us. So FlexCon, from an evolution standpoint, really has expanded its coding and laminating capabilities to include embossing, brushing, dyeing, holography, and microstructures. So other things we've been doing is contract coding services, clean room capabilities, and we're continuously optimizing for speed, flexibility, and scalability. So today, FlexCon boasts 15 locations worldwide, offering robust manufacturing, finishing, distribution around the globe, and state-of-the-art product development capabilities. So we've expanded pretty vastly over the last 66 years. In particular, over the last 5 years, FlexCon, we've been on a lean journey, lean and cultural journey. One where we have actually moved from a standard management by objectives approach to servant leadership. So we're really focused on respect for people and continuous improvement. And as we've done that, we have been able to make several large investments and improvements in systems, investments in new technology, investments in our people, et cetera. So we expect this company to continue to grow for many, many years. And our job as leaders is to ensure that we have the right tools in place for our people to be able to be successful in doing so. So we're going to continue on this path of growing FlexCon into the future and see where it takes us.
Great. And what has made FlexCon so successful?
So that's an easy one for me. So people. So I say the people are our number one asset. So without the people, we're just literally empty buildings with idle machines. So our team members are honestly take great pride in their work and are consistently looking for ways to improve this business. They, because we're privately held, family owned, all team members are treated like family members here. And that is a core, I'd say, tenet to the McDonough family and the FlexCon brand. And we take great pride in taking care of our people, and they take great pride in taking care of FlexCon. So without them and their consistent work, their consistent improvements, and their consistent, you know, reliability, we wouldn't be the company we are today. So I truly believe the people are what make us successful.
Great. Thank you for your time, Amy. And thank you and FlexCon for your contributions to AIM. It's greatly appreciated.
Thanks so much, Mike. It was great talking to you.